I'm going to kick things off this week with the wonderful, intelligent marine creatures, the octopuses, or the octopodes, if you like, another way of saying it, and a group of scientists who have been pushing high-definition TV screens up to the side of an octopus's aquarium tank and showing them images of crabs and other octopuses and revealing that these wonderful creatures undergo major mood swings, ranging from glum to excitable and occasionally aggressive. Well, previous attempts to show moving pictures to octopuses have failed, and that's probably because the old-style cathode ray TV screens only show pictures 26 times a second, and that isn't fast enough for the sophisticated eyes of the octopuses, and they probably only saw sort of incomprehensible blurs, so it really didn't make any sense to them what they were looking at. Now, Renata Pronk and colleagues from Macquarie University in Australia decided to try octopuses on the brand new generation of liquid crystal high-definition TV screens, and with a bit of trial and error, they discovered that octopuses do respond to images showing at a rate of 50 frames a second. Now, they were working with a species that lives in Sydney Harbour called Octopus tricus, and that's commonly called the gloomy octopus, which is
sounds appropriate.
A very appropriate name for this study.
So just to recap then, you've got an octopus sitting in a tank and an LCD screen against the side of the tank, and there are various pictures being flashed at the octopus.
That's right. And the question is, can they see it and do they respond to it?
What are they showing them?
So they started off showing them pictures of crabs, and that's some of their favourite food. And what happened was, when they started using these high HD TVs, the octopuses would leap up and try and attack these pictures, assuming, therefore, that they thought they were real crabs and they were worth having a go at to eat. They also showed films of other octopuses, and then, mostly, they would dash to the back of the tank and try and hide from them, from a competing octopus. Now, this study, which appears in the Journal of Experimental Biology, in that the team basically repeated these tests over the course of several weeks. And this is when they uncovered these mood swings of the octopuses. Because in the same day, an individual octopus reacted in a consistent way to the same pictures of crabs or other octopuses. But later in the same week, they actually quite often showed different behaviour. Some animals were initially quite excitable, and then on another occasion, they were quite gloomy and much less enthusiastic. So essentially what they're showing is that octopuses may have some kind of personality, but it isn't really consistent over time. And you get one on a bad day, and you might have an extremely grumpy octopus. But later on, in fact, you know, it might be quite exciting and excited and friendly. Now that Pronk and the team have discovered they can use these TV screens, there's all sorts of other things they can now do. They've figured out how to play octopus movies, and they're really excited about going in and looking more at these extraordinary, intelligent animals and finding out more about them, like how do they communicate, do they learn from each other? All sorts of possibilities are now opened up.
Why do they have such a big brain? Because they do, don't they? They can do things like figure out how to open jars and unscrew screw caps and things. Why should they be so intelligent? How does that help them in the wild?
Well, it's all about problem solving. They're able to solve problems about the world that they live in to find themselves food. Yes, okay, they can open jars. Jars don't naturally occur in the wild, but it reflects on their ability to solve other problems that are relevant to them. And for some reason, somewhere along the evolutionary line, these mollusks have evolved and been able to evolve extremely large brains and extreme intelligence. You could ask the same questions of people. Why are we intelligent?
Or not in some cases. Thank you, Helen.